This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel called out Friday for all civilians in the northern half of the Gaza Strip, more than 1 million people, to relocate south within 24 hours as it amassed tanks for an expected ground assault in response to an attack by the militant group Hamas. Hamas, which controls the Strip, told residents to stay put and vowed to fight to the last drop of blood. By Friday afternoon, there was no sign of any mass exodus as Israel prepared its onslaught. The United Nations said evacuating everyone was impossible with power supplies cut. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has expanded his Middle East trip from Israel and Jordan to include all the Gulf Arab countries and Egypt. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain has this report.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordan's King Abdullah in Amman, Jordan, at the start of a packed day, which will also take him to Qatar, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia. The Jordanian king called for opening humanitarian corridors to allow for the entry of urgent medical and relief aid to Gaza and protecting civilians as Israel seeks to destroy Hamas operating capacity in Gaza. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Friday the U.S. Defense Department was ready to deploy more military aid to Israel as Israeli forces prepare for the likely invasion of Gaza in response to the devastating attack by the militant group Hamas.
And we aren't going anywhere. We will remain in close contact with our valued partners across the region, and security assistance from the Department of Defense is already rapidly flowing into Israel.
This is VOA News.